All right, hi, listeners, and welcome to Amplit, episode 21, I think. It's like three months after our last podcast. I am your host, Perry Moore, of course, and we have the regular gang without Travis this time, though. We have Cameron Anderson.
Now I'm the star.
Now we have Matthew Jones.
My parents are here, so I can't give a good intro.
And then we have a new guy today. We have Aaron Carrera. He's visiting us thanks to Skype, but he's an old high school friend. Aaron, go ahead and introduce yourself.
All right. I'm Aaron, also known as Tex. I go to Northwest Missouri State University. I'm the founder and president of Comic Book Club, and I was the president of Gamer Club last year.
So that's pretty high credentials. And
I feel like such a loser in life right now.
It's okay.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I've got minimum wage out. But the basis, of course, of today's podcast really is just kind of following after Microsoft's big announcement of the Xbox One, quote unquote.
Xbox What is it called?
It's called the Xbox One, which I think still is a terrible. I think going with the 720 would have just been. We would have been like, oh, it's the 720, but.
Actually, that probably would have angered me more than
Xbox One, Xbox V2.
They would just keep adding more and more onto it, like the 720, like it would keep progressing. Yeah, the 1080, and it would get kind of ridiculous.
The 1720, what? The 1720. I mean, eventually it would be stuck. Matthew, what are your thoughts about it, the big announcement? I know you said you're not really much of an ex until of course we still don't know much, and E3 is thankfully 2 weeks away, thankfully. Oh, yeah. And we'll know more. But I mean right now are you happy as a Microsoft owner?
From what I've seen so far, words cannot describe my disappointment in Microsoft.
I mean
the foolishness that they had the unmitigated gall to present their fans. Oh my gosh. That's why? I don't understand.
And we also have to remember this is a project that's supposed to have been 8 years in the making.
Yes.
2005 was the Xbox 360, and they've had 8 years to, you know, work on something, and within that 8 years, yeah, we've seen different forms of the Xbox 360 to fix stuff, but considering this is what you get in 8 years, you know.
It's all the same. It all looks like Windows 8, which sucks. I hate that. this tile stuff, that's ridiculous. Yeah. Like, I saw somewhere that, like, this dude, he tweeted, he was like, because they didn't focus on the games, so, like, they made it like a, I guess it's an entertainment system,
yeah,
which is, like, the same thing as, like, having a cable box. Yeah. Why would I pay, like, $500-something for something that I already have?
True.
So I'm just going to get a PS4.
Understandable. Cameron, how do you feel about Microsoft shoving that Kinect dick down our mouth? They just want everything to be Kinect-abled, and you can move now. How you like that?
I think this is the greatest thing ever happened to gaming. You know, what we all needed was more sports, so that's good.
I need to be able to play with my fake animals.
Yes, Skittles is no longer with us. But I think, you know, I think in time, that we get to watch more TV. We get to Skype with our friends while we watch TV on our TVs. I get to watch ESPN, which isn't already a channel for free, but I get to watch it on my Xbox. I think it's going to make a lot of money. I think it's going to be great. I mean, who needs games? I don't care. I don't want games. I just want more sports. I actually have been watching more soccer in the United States than I ever have because of Xbox. Thank you, Microsoft.
And Aaron, of course, I know this is kind of new to you, and I linked you a couple of things before, but as you've read, you know, before, like, how do you feel about the Xbox and compared to what Sony did months ago?
Xbox is currently the only console I do not own of this generation. Mm-hmm. I'm not really crazy about the Kinect. I mean, in college, people play Fruit Ninja all the time, but that's about all they use the Kinect for. I think it's getting kind of ridiculous, especially because in a few years, we're going to have holodecks, man. There's already a project holodeck being created as we speak. It can only do, like, flipping Minecraft graphics right now, but
That's okay. That's a start. That's a start.
Yeah. We're going to have virtual reality. Google Glasses is happening. You think it's stupid?
It is stupid.
Okay, think about a lot of the little things about Google Glasses. Nobody's going to get mugged if they're wearing Google Glasses because it's going to be recording all the time. So yeah. You're not going to mug somebody who's wearing Google Glasses. They're going to have your face.
True.
Who wouldn't hit a guy wearing Google Glasses?
Yeah, I mean, or like, you know, he'll have like a pantyhose on his face or whatever, and he'll just like Google image. He'll Google image recognize it, matches Facebook and stuff. It'll go crazy. But yeah, my biggest gripe was, which now I don't know, now it's a controversy, was that like I no longer have an Xbox. I used to have an Xbox. I used to be in love with it. You know, and then I got a PlayStation, and more of my college friends had PlayStation, so I was just like, well, I'm going to make this transition, because my reason for having Xbox was more friends in high school had Xbox. But after reading like the highlights and now this new controversy that used games, you know, Travis has his big philosophy on used games that if you buy them, you know, GameStop gets the money, not the producer. So, you know, games get canceled or whatever. So then, you know, along with used games and stuff, you have to buy license keys and stuff that come with new games and stuff. And Xbox, they're talking about on the Xbox One, you were going to have to buy like some $30 license key if you buy a new used game. That's not even counting the license key that comes for the game. That's just to play a used game on a different console, which I think, you know, is completely, and it's just irate. It's stupid. Why should I give you 30? I could have bought the game new, basically, is what they're trying to get people to do. Buy new games, and it's basically to cut out on used game sales. But off of video game, you know, Microsoft and stuff, and onto the E3, you know, we're almost at E3. E3 is basically like, you know, it is the entertainment expo, and it tells us about things that's coming up in the future. So what, is there any games or anything you're specifically looking forward to that is supposed to come out in the near future or just by year's end? Aaron.
Marvel Heroes. Cannot wait. Yeah, I'm in the beta for it currently, but I don't like how your level doesn't progress over after beta's over, so I don't really play it in beta very much.
That's understandable.
But I'm excited for Marvel Heroes. It's probably like...
Well, tell us more about that, because what is it, PC exclusive?
All right, it's PC exclusive, MMORPG, it's Diablo style, okay. So it's not going to be third-person view like most MMORPGs, and it's basically, they're going to put all of the Marvel Hero roster into the game, and you play as whatever Marvel superhero you want to play as, and the environment's completely destructible, it's very good graphics, it's, I don't know, it's just really tight.
That's good. Did you ever play DC Universe?
Yeah, I play every now and then still. Not really. I never got too far into it because the way they introduce it is you make your own character, you make your own superhero, but your superhero is like brought up as a sidekick of the main DC superhero. So I kind of find myself always wanting to either play just Batman or Superman, but you can't unless you do like just PvP arenas, which get repetitive. Oh. That's the big difference with Marvel Heroes is you're playing the superheroes.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Matthew? Any games you're looking forward to by the year's end?
No.
Not really? Not much of a gamer?
Madden? But that's not even going to be out until...
How excited...
But you get to enjoy that with Xbox One.
Yeah, of course.
How excited are you now that it's not going to be Madden 14 this year? It's going to be Madden 25th year. How excited are you about that name change? Everyone's just changing names on us.
I don't care about the name change. It's just gonna be on Xbox One. It's probably gonna suck balls. So
well, it'll be out before.
Oh, for real?
Cause it's August, and then like right now, I think Xbox One and PS4 are shooting for like holiday sales. So we're talking about, like November maybe. But then again, this is what they're shooting for. Of course, something could happen, and they'll get delayed, and then we won't see it till like 2015, and you know we're all dead. But Cameron, what about you? What about any games? I want to hear what games you're excited for, and then I'm going to ask you a question about one that is supposed to come out later this year.
I don't want to die. The Last of Us?
The Last of Us, okay.
What else? Well, I'm pretty big on the whole Japanese developed game, so there's quite a number of those that not a lot of people may know about. But
what are some of them that are finally making their North American debut?
Time and Eternity is coming out the next month. That should be interesting. I don't know how popular it'll be, but that'll be interesting. What else?
There's a new Tales of game coming out later.
Tales of Zelia. Yes. That will, now, in the American market, not sure how popular that is. I'm pretty sure it's a very niche game. Mm-hmm. But in Japan, it's huge. And the director, executive producer of the series hates the American market. Don't want to quote anything, but he supposedly doesn't like licensing anything over here. And he finally got trademarked and gave the go-ahead to make an American version and a collector's edition. This is going to make all the nerds spend tons of money, buy double copies, and then sell the extra for profit. Like, it's gonna sell, and this is good. Okay. But I'm excited for Call of Duty Dogs.
You are excited for that?
No, but I just like the fact that they have real German shepherds with tattoos in their ears. Other games. Let's see.
The Kingdom Hearts 1.5. It's finally making people finally complain. Well, they've been complaining and asking for another Kingdom Hearts, and now
I am complaining we're getting about
a remastering.
I'm complaining about this because I've played every single one of those already. They've already been released, and the ones that they did pick were semi-important. Like, they put Kingdom Hearts 1, Chain of Memories, and 358 over 2 days, but they didn't put 2.
All into one game.
Yeah, I guess.
We'll see what progress it makes. Square Enix is an interesting company as
well. Oh, yeah, we should probably finally get a reveal of Final Fantasy Versus 13, maybe. Maybe E3? Next 5 years.
The next 5 years. When was that? Wasn't that like E3, 10, 11?
Oh, dude, when the launch of the PS3,
That was. But Square Enix is just an interesting company altogether. But also,
yeah. When's the Final Fantasy MMO reboot coming out? Because they're supposed to be rebooting it, but
soon.
That's something
they've actually worked on it.
That's something we can look forward to. But off of video games, I'm assuming everyone's got their fix. Is movies? You know, we're in 20. I know many people have said that 2013, the year that we're currently in, would be a big year for movies, like big anticipation. Things towards like the remake of Man of Steel, and then of course 2015. Of course, people are looking forward to it for the Star Wars and those remakes. But let's stick on 2013 and toward what is a list of a few movies that are supposed to be big this year. I have a couple of them. I got starting back. That's a little towards the end. All right, so I don't know. We'll see what a couple of you believe. But, of course, like I said, Man of Steel, people are excited about that. This is the End, of course, which has many of the people did Pineapple Express. You have World War Z, which it's our adaptation movie of the year, that and the new Hunger Games. I don't know much about World War Z. And I've asked a friend about it, and I've asked, are they zombies or are they infected? And, he's like, they're zombies, but I've seen them run, and they move too fast. So I'm like, those aren't zombies. But
infected and zombies, you're splitting hairs. I mean, it's still the same thing.
That's true. But
they're not the same.
It is the same thing.
Zombies are, reanimated and whatever. It's another debate for another time, and we'll get into that another day. But, of course, there's
an entire podcast.
That's just, we can have Travis back for that one. Of course, there's Ender's Game, which has been anticipated for a while. And then Thor, which will round out the superhero Marvel for the year. Of course, many, 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 many people were not satisfied with Iron Man's production. So,
I thought it was a good movie.
I liked it, but I've heard what people say about it.
Many, many, many people were upset.
Are we doing spoilers, or are we going to get into it?
I mean, we can, but let me just finish this. The fact that Thor has a lot of pressure on it now because it's the last one for 2013, and, we can go into Iron Man. I think Iron Man's a little bit, I think I've said this before, he's a little bit of a harder superhero to do a movie for when people don't really know your villains. For the people that are comic book fans like you, Aaron, and know the history behind really the real Mandarin, seeing a movie like that kind of hurts you probably.
Not really. It's pretty funny because my other friends who do know who are Iron Man friends, they really don't like Iron Man 3, what they did with Mandarin. But, like, my perspective, all right, for everybody who doesn't know, Mandarin is, a lot of people will say he's like the Joker to Iron Man. He's like Iron Man's arch nemesis. The problem is, it took 3 movies for them to introduce Mandarin. So from my perspective, it's like you can't really make an arch enemy by the time the 3rd movie, 4th movie for Iron Man, because he was in Avengers continuity. So that's a long time for his Joker character to pop up. So how they did it in Iron Man 3 is perfectly fine with me. I mean, I really don't want them to try to make it an epic arch enemy if they're waiting all the way until the 3rd Iron Man movie to do it. Because they can't really expand it to a next sequel. Robert Downey Jr. is already talking about not even playing Iron Man anymore. So we don't even know if there's going to be a 4th Iron Man sequel.
Yeah.
I'm perfectly fine with it.
I mean, you said you saw the movie, Matthew. You enjoyed it? Like, from a movie standpoint, or...
Yeah, I don't look into shit like that. If it's a good movie, I like it.
Yeah, really, that's the best way to enjoy a superhero movie because, I mean, a real comic book fan knows about the multiverse, so mm-hmm. anything that's going on differently in a movie than in the comic book, you gotta be used to that because it happens in comic books all the time.
Yeah. But yeah. Cameron, have you seen Iron Man 3 yet or no?
I have not.
Do you have intentions to see it?
Probably not.
Probably. A couple of lists of other movies that I did not get to name. Of course, there's supposed to be another Kick-Ass coming out August. The reboot of Carrie, which I am actually somewhat excited
for. Like the horror movie?
Yeah, the reboot of that.
All right.
I'm kind of looking forward to that one. And then my child side, I do want to see what they do with Monsters University. I am excited about that. Simply because I'm curious to see if Disney can get back on track, because I saw Wreck-It Ralph, and that was the first Disney movie, I think, since Finding Nemo that I had enjoyed.
Really good, by the way.
Wreck-It Ralph was really good. So I want to see what they do with Monsters University and how they take that. So back to Man of Steel, which Aaron, of course, has hyped.
Yes. For me, this year, it's movies coming out, Man of Steel, Man of Steel, and Man of Steel.
Tell us why.
All right. Basically, Christopher Nolan's producing it. Christopher Nolan did the Batman trilogy. Zack Snyder's directing it. Zack Snyder did Sucker Punch, 300, Watchmen. And then... David S. Goyer, I believe, is writing it, and he's written every superhero movie that's turned out good, so I don't see this movie failing. You just watch the trailer. The first trailer doesn't even look like a superhero movie. It looks like an indie film trailer. So, like, they're taking a completely different twist to it, and then, like, some people were worried because of that it wasn't going to be, like, action-packed or anything, but then you see the last trailer where he's fighting somebody in the air, and
it's not Lex, or is it?
No, Lex Luthor's not going to be in it. There is a cameo of a building that says Lex Luthor Corporations, mm-hmm. so they're probably going to do like what they did with Dark Knight, and they introduced the Joker in the second movie instead of the first. That's probably what they're going to do with Lex Luthor, mm-hmm. And I think that's the way to go. His villain is General Zod, who is in the old Superman 2 movie. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be somebody Superman can actually physically fight, who also has superpowers, so I'm pumped up for this. It's not going to be him fighting Lex Luthor, who's a crazy prospector for some reason, trying to take over more land every sequel.
What about you, Cameron? Any movies that I missed out on that list that you're looking forward to for the end of year?
I have no idea.
No idea. What about Star Trek? Do you have any intentions of seeing it?
Never been a Star Trek fan.
I never was either.
Even with the reboot, like, I just it didn't have enough to like pull my interest. Oh. Like I guess they tried to pull the whole "this is for the people who didn't grow up with it," so we're giving all the chance to the new guys a chance to watch it. But the universe never interested me. I was always a soap. Like, it was just boring to me. It's like Captain's Log. I don't give a shit.
It's a lot more philosophical, is where Star Wars has a lot more action.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why. There you go.
And, yeah, I don't know. What about you, Matthew, any movies you're looking forward to for the end year?
Nope.
No. Jeez. All right. But yeah, that covers most of.
Oh, we missed one. We missed Lone Ranger. I think Lone Ranger is actually going to be pretty good.
You think Lone Ranger will succeed?
Yeah, because it's it's the people who did Pirates of the Caribbean, so now they're doing, it's basically the cowboy version, and if anybody's actually read Lone Ranger lore, it's very superhero-esque to me, so plus it's cowboys, and I dig Western. I think it's going to be tight. Perry's yawning while I say that.
I wasn't yawning, but we live in
Texas. Oh, that was me. My bad.
Oh, my fault.
Two black people all sound the same.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
He said, yeah.
Man.
Oh, that's fucked up.
All
right. But yeah. Let's talk about these
hoes.
How do we go from technology to hoes? All right, clearly you have a story you want to share, Matthew, so let's just share.
I don't have a story.
Why? Why do you sound like...
Why do I have to have a story?
Well, you open up the topic.
Yeah, like you had something to... I don't have a story.
Everybody know about these hoes. Why I got to be the first one to talk about these hoes? Perry, you talk about these hoes.
I don't have any. Let's not get onto my subject and...
I like the segments.
I haven't talked to you guys in a while.
Aaron, I really don't know how this plays out anymore.
What do you want to talk about? I mean, it's just... It's
gaming segment, movie segment, these hoes.
Yeah, that's...
These hoes.
That's segueing for Matthew Jones. No, it's just, I don't know, school's out for me. I thought... It wasn't as till of late. It's just like, fuck, I haven't been late in a while.
I feel you.
It's pretty bad. And then, like... It's gotten so bad that... Okay, you know what Craigslist is, correct?
Like, wow.
I'm getting to the point. I got a story for Craigslist.
I'm getting to the point.
So there's Craigslist, of course. There's also a website called The Backpages, which is just like Craigslist, but it has...
But
like,
better.
Yeah, it has like escorts and like strip clubs and all types of stuff on there. So like I thought I was addicted to Reddit, but like I've been checking The Backpages like daily, just looking at like escorts and like... I'm not even lying. Like it's looking pretty. Like for $50, I could just like, you know. I mean, like it's not prostitution. But I mean, I give her my $50, and then you know she's like, "All right, you have me for an hour," and I'm like, "All right, for this hour, I want to fuck your brains out." Like, you know, that's what we agreed to. And okay. But it's looking really provocative. But I don't think I'm gonna do it because I don't think I'd like. Knowing that
I eventually paid. Then you'd be soliciting and prostituting.
Yeah, I did that. But yeah, it's just been a rough period for me.
I would never do Craigslist.
Yeah.
I have a story for Craigslist.
Tell us about
you mean back pages.
One of my friends, he came to school. Like, this is in high school. He came to school one day. He one of my good friends. And like, he just looked... He looked like a shell of a man, like he wasn't even himself. Like he was just gazing out into space the whole day.
He got tricked, didn't he?
I was like, "Hey, bro, what's wrong? What's wrong?"
A training guy.
So he was like nothing, man. And like tears started to fall down his face when he said it.
like it's a climactic movie. Like,
yeah, it was like tears just started falling out of his face, and I was like, "Bro, tell me, dog, what's wrong?" So like, it was like at lunch. It was just me and him. We was talking. He was like, he went on Craigslist, and then the girl told him like to come over to her house or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he went over there. She started doming him up. And he told me he told me he's the type of dude like when he's in here, like he's just in his own world. So like he said he literally put his head back, closed his eyes, and he was just out of there. And then when he woke up, it was this dude blowing him up and four dudes around him, and they all had guns, and they was like, "Blow us up, we gonna nut in your mouth, and or else we gonna kill your ass."
What?
And he had to do that shit.
Is this for real?
I'm so serious.
That's terrible.
Like, have you ever tried to like hold back a laugh so hard, but that was your friend?
So you can't laugh, and like that's really a traumatizing thing for him.
dog.
And now the whole world knows. I hope you never
see. Yeah, I was like, are you comfortable with like telling this guy?
Yeah, I don't talk to him anymore. First off.
Okay, wonderful.
And I didn't say
his name. I hope he's not an Amplit podcast listener.
And I didn't say his name, so.
Okay, that's cool. All right, but yeah, you know, it's just, and like I said, I don't know. I have one female friend who has had tons of success on Craigslist. Like, but she's meeting women, which, you know, she's not meeting men. But
so she's a whore. That's fine.
She's
a whore.
She's predominant, whatever. Point is, she's meeting people. It's more women than men. Like, she's come around with, like, within the past, like, 6 months of me knowing of her using Craigslist, you know, she's shown, like, two guys and, like, 15 women. Point is, you know, she's, like, having success, and I'm like, how the fuck are you doing it? She's like, I don't know. I check out Craigslist, and, you know, I met one woman off Craigslist, and she looked nothing like her picture. I walked up and left. I was like, I won't sit here for this. I don't care. I mean, like, we didn't pay anything, and, like, we met at a coffee shop, and she was like, hi. She's like, you're Perry? I'm like, please don't tell me you're her. She was like, yeah. It's like, you look nothing like your picture. She was like, I know, I've gained some weight. I was like, that's not a little. And I walked off. that was the end of that. I haven't spoken to her since, and I don't really care. It is what it is. All right, but off of this, you know, we obviously can't have Aaron in this discussion because he has a happy relationship with a woman. And, I mean, Cameron, do you want to get in this subject? I don't know.
Let's talk about Aaron's happy relationship.
Aaron's happy. He doesn't want to put his relationship in public like that.
It's what it is. We've been in a relationship since ninth grade of high school, so it's long time. It's so it's still going.
Long time.
Yeah.
What about you, Cameron?
Thank you for that.
How the hoes treat you, Cameron?
I was going to try to take the part. That's fine.
I don't like hoes.
That's good. You like women. That's wonderful.
I don't love... No, we don't love these hoes.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't
love tops. What? Bloody hoes.
All right. Unless we missed anything either in technology or the hoes.
Hoes,
yeah. Of course we missed anything of those. I guess we're going to go ahead and wrap this podcast up.
Wait, we're done talking about the hoes?
Unless you have more stories, Matthew.
What?
You got more stories, Matthew? Go ahead, share.
No, I'm
so sad and defeated.
I don't want to end the podcast. This is our first podcast in how long?
It's been like 3 months.
A year. Let's just call it a year.
How do you jump there? I mean, I don't know. I mean,
we could get into the one of the debates we were going to have about zombies.
We're not having that. We're not having that right now. I mean, I don't know. We'll have more. Of course, I'm going to ACON, which is an anime convention in Dallas.
And Young Jeezy?
No, not ACON and Young Jeezy. ACON in Dallas. That'll be interesting. And it'll be vacation for me.
I'm going to.
You're coming too.
Yeah.
It's not free.
That's fine.
All right,
you're paying.
Whoa. Oh, so wait. But before we leave, I did the last time I saw Matthew was at it was a movie premiere for The Last Exorcism Part 2. Matthew, how was going home that day for you?
Bro.
Because we saw that terrible movie.
And bro, Matthew's, it was
Matthew's terrified of scary movies.
Bro, I don't like scary movies. It's not a secret. You guys what? I think it was me, Tiana, and Vera. We was watching Insidious, and I was jumping all through that movie. I'm a scary guy, man. I don't do the scary movies.
So how was that movie for you?
I'm not gonna say it was a good movie because it wasn't good, but I was scared. That's all I can say. I was scared. Like when it jumped like from a. Like, it would be, like, a calm scene, and then it would jump to her laying in fire and screaming at the dungeon, like, or the screen. That would scare me. What else? So what was this other scary part?
I don't even remember that movie. It was that bad.
I forgot it, but it was some stuff in there that had me shook, dude.
Point is, it was a terrible movie.
It was a bad movie, but it was, to me, it was scary.
I mean, if that's... So, anybody else got... Besides hoes, Matthew, your opinion doesn't count. Anything else Perry that we missed?
Perry had two females with him.
Yeah, I did.
Let's talk about them.
You don't know I had sex with neither of them that night, so.
It doesn't matter, but let's
talk about them. Matters,
but why were they all over you like that, Perry? Like they were like.
And to the listeners out there, if you ever go on a date, what's the point of dating if it's not ending in sex?
That's not true at all. Just as long as, as if we come to the conclusion that like, hey, I haven't had sex in a long time. She's like, I haven't had sex in a long time, and we go on that date. And
who needs friends when you can bone them?
That's damn straight. Who needs?
That's not true.
Hey, you want to go to the movies? Oh yeah, sure. I had a nice time. What do you want to do? I think I want to go home. My intentions was to fuck you.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I thought we would get in the room afterwards.
Oh, so we're both going home.
So we're in your house. Huh? This is another episode. Jesus Christ. We can talk about this in a second. No, actually, we won't, because I have to run in. This was another episode of Amplet.
We finally
Don't, what?
You don't have errands to run.
I do have errands to run. We finally got to episode 21, 3 months later, of course. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, later.
Continue sending your spam and your other emails to ampletpodcast@gmail.com. It'll be spelled out in the description below. Of course, Aaron is going to attach us to one of his clubs. So, of course, if you're listening from there, thanks for the support. Of course, send us more emails and stuff we can talk about for next week's episode. If you liked it, of course, go rate it and review it. And, of course, subscribe while we are currently still on iTunes. You can just type in Amplet into the keyword search and you'll find us. And, of course, go ahead and listen to our other 20 episodes. Actually, don't. Just listen to, like, 7, 11, 12. The funny ones. The ones that other people have rated and reviewed. You can find us all on any form of social media. You can find Cameron at Goddamn Hi. Cam. It'll be in the description. Unless you change. Did you change your name? I haven't talked to you in months. Still Goddamn Cam. All right. You find him at Goddamn Cam on Twitter.
I've deleted my Twitter.
Matthew no longer has a Twitter, so spam his Facebook. You can search him as Matthew Jones. You can find him. No, I'm just kidding. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I don't use either of them. I really don't give a care. Aaron.
Aaron, you can find me on Facebook. That's about it.
Facebook, that's it. Don't mess with me anywhere else, and of course. And then, of course, keep on passing the word around to your friends. You can find Travis on
nothing. He has no
League of Legends. I don't know what
he's doing. You can't find him on anything. His social networking skills suck.
if you find him outside of his house, take a picture because it's a once in a lifetime event.
The guy's a Yeti.
Thanks again for listening to Amplet, and we will see you guys in months again. Probably we don't know. We'll try and do this weekly again. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.